Thanks, Eric. Good morning, everybody. West Delaware State champion and current UNI Panther Wyatt Volker went 1-1 on day number one of the NCAA Division I championships inside the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, Missouri. Volker, the 19th seed at weight class 197, lost his first match in a tight one 4-2 to the 14th seed John Poznanski of Rutgers. Volker bounced back last night in the consolation bracket as he downed Sam Mitchell of Buffalo, the 30th seed, 19-3 in a tech fall that lasted 6 minutes and 22 seconds. Mitchell, a Wisconsin native who has Delaware County ties, is out of the tournament. Four of Volker's teammates will advance on to day number two, with two of them still alive in the quarterfinals. The Hawkeyes and Cyclones both advance all 9 of their wrestlers into the second day, with 4 Iowa quarterfinalists and 5 for Iowa State. Team scores after day number one, Penn State in the lead with 34.5 points. Tied for second, the Hawkeyes and Cyclones with 24.5 points. Michigan is tied for fourth with 22. Nebraska 6 with 21. Ohio State 20.5, good for 7th. Wisconsin tied for 12th with 13th. UNI 16th with 12. Indiana tied for 17th with 10.5. And Rutgers tied for 19th with 9. The third session of the championship starts up day number 2 this morning at 11 a.m. with quarterfinal round and consolation matches televised on the ESPN networks. First round of the men's NCAA basketball tournament yesterday. Michigan State took down Mississippi State. Duquesne in one of the upsets over BYU by 4. Creighton beat Akron 77-60. Arizona all over Long Beach State 85-65. It was Illinois thumping Morehead State 85-69. North Carolina clobbered Wagner 90-62. Oregon a winner, another 11-6 upset, 87-73 over South Carolina. It was Dayton coming back and beating head coach Steve Alford and Nevada 63-60. Texas got past Colorado State 56-44. The upset of day number one, the 14th-seeded Golden Grizzlies of Oakland University out of Auburn Hills, Michigan, 80. The Kentucky Wildcats, the 3-seed, 76. Gonzaga 21 points better than McNeese State. The Cyclones led for the start over South Dakota State and got the win 82-65. Tennessee all over St. Peter's 83-49. North Carolina State with another 11-6 upset over Texas Tech 80-67. Drake falling to Washington State 66-61, and Kansas holding on for a close 93-89 win over Samford. Those teams with wins advancing on to the second round on Saturday. Game times and TV coverage of area interest. Iowa State and Washington State will tangle at 5:10 on TNT. Fighting Illini of Illinois will take on Duquesne at 7:40 on TNT, and Creighton will face Oregon at 8:40 Saturday night on TBS. The second half of the round of 64 starts up this morning at 11:15 with the Northwestern Wildcats, a 9-seed, against Florida Atlantic on CBS. Nebraska and Texas A&M 8-9 matchup at 5:50 on TNT. And Wisconsin, the 5-seed, against James Madison, the 12-seed, at 8:40 tonight on CBS. The women's basketball tournament will get underway today. After playing games yesterday, the Iowa Hawkeyes know who their opponent will be now. Holy Cross took down UT Martin 72-45. The Hawkeyes and Holy Cross will meet at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. That game will be televised on ABC. Two in-state teams in the tournament in action tonight as the Drake women, number 12 seed against number 5 Colorado in Manhattan, Kansas, will play at 6 o'clock. That game will be televised on ESPN News. And the Iowa State Cyclone women, the 7th seed against Maryland, the 10th seed, that'll be at 6:30 tonight at Stanford, and it can be viewed on ESPN2. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.